Okay. So, my name is Dr. Robert Oppenheimer. I'm a child psychologist and human rights activist. And I just want to start by telling you why I'm here. My father was a child refugee from Nazi Germany. He was born in Cologne, Germany in 1922. And as a child, he was witness to the beginning of the Nazi era and then lived under the Nazis for a number of years. He and his sister and all their relatives who were children were expelled from the schools. And those German Jews who did not succeed in leaving the country, about half of the Jewish population of Germany, were all murdered. In other countries like Ukraine, Poland, Lithuania, Holland, the number of Jews who were murdered was in the 90 to 98%. So one of the reasons that I wanted to speak was to talk about how genocide affects children. Several people who spoke already talked about the fact that this genocide of Hazara, it is nothing to do with what people have done in their lives. And the way you can know that for sure is the murder of children, just for being born who they are. The other parallel I would make with the Holocaust and also, for example, with the Armenian genocide and many others, is that it's very hard for people to understand the seriousness of this. They distance themselves from it. If I look around, there are very few people here today who are not themselves Hazara or Afghan. And we have to change that. I personally find it very sad that whilst a lot of Canadians were concerned about the situation in Afghanistan when the Taliban took over last year, then there was a war in Ukraine. And suddenly the government of Canada is inviting literally millions of white Christian Ukrainians to come to live in Canada with very little of the bureaucratic hoops that those of you who've come from Afghanistan had to go through. I am nothing against Ukrainians. My own family on my mother's side were Ukrainian. But I want to say that we have to push the government. Also, the government of Canada recently decided that whilst they still will allow some Afghan refugees, including Hazaras, to come to Canada, they're not going to pay for it anymore. They are going to depend on local people in different parts of Canada to sponsor them financially. I am personally involved in that activity. Fatima and I are part of a group that is trying to organize for refugees who are Hazara to come to BC. I welcome you to talk to one of us about helping with that. But I also want to go back to the parallels with previous genocides. Turkey has never accepted responsibility for the murder of the Armenians in the First World War. If Hitler had won the Second World War, nobody would know the name Auschwitz. We wouldn't know what happened in the death camps and the concentration camps. Finally, I want to talk briefly about the specific targeting of women and girls. I feel that one of the problems that we have to face is the patriarchal nature of a society where you can tell women and girls, you shouldn't be going out on the street, you shouldn't work, you shouldn't go to school. And that is then saying these half of humanity have no value. And that opens the door to other abuses. I talked to a woman in Vancouver last week who has a number of nieces who fortunately got out of Afghanistan to Pakistan. But before they left Afghanistan, they were being targeted as teenage girls for forced marriage to Taliban members. This is an aspect of what is happening that is particularly sad to me, because it reminds me very much of things that happened under the Nazis. The Nazis would take no recognition if they decided that somebody didn't deserve their humanity. They would just literally treat them in an inhuman way and feel it was justified. And I think that the situation of the Hazara historically, which I am only now learning about, it suggests to me that there is a big similarity between the Nazis' attitude to Jews and homosexuals and people who have a different political view to them, and the Taliban and ISIS attitude to the Hazara, which, as was said earlier, it's not something new. It's something that's been going on for over 140 years. So I believe that one of the things we have to do is educate people in Canada about Hazara history. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, and I hope the next time we have a rally, we will have more Hazara, but also more Canadians who aren't Hazara who come to join us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thank you very much, Mr.